on the Auburn Sports Network. Alpha Insurance presents This Week in Auburn Athletics. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com. Here's Jacob Hillman.
Auburn softball closed out its regular season with a series win over Alabama at James B. Moore Field. The Game 3 win came behind a stellar outing from junior Annabelle Weidra, who pitched a complete game shutout with 7 strikeouts and 0 walks. Weidra recaps her performance.
Well, I think when Coach Dean originally told me that I had the ball and he handed it to me, I was like, are we sure? Because, you know, it's obviously Maddie Penn today. But I kind of just had a few minutes to reflect. You know, last year when I pitched against him, it wasn't my best stuff. And so I knew today that I wanted to come out sharp. I wanted to trust myself, trust my D and our offense. And we just, everything came together. You know, I was able just to paint the corners. And, you know, me and Skylar have such a good connection. So I was able to trust her. We communicated throughout the whole game about what was working, what wasn't. And, you know, we just had a rhythm going. It was great. Big, deep breaths, you know, just to really try to calm myself down, remind myself of, you know, what works, spin the ball, just trusting it. Well, it was quite refreshing, I'll say, because it's super hot. But it felt so great. I mean, just to get this win against Alabama, I get emotional about it because it feels so good.
The Tigers have won 4 of their last 5 series against the Crimson Tide, dating back to the 2017 season. Head coach Mickey Dean recaps the series win.
I want our kids to enjoy it. I want our kids to enjoy it. I really do. We're going to play hard. We have all year. You know, you're talking about a program that has the most top 25 wins in the history of the program this season, with the strength of schedule of 1 in the entire nation. I'm proud of these kids.
The victory came on Maddie Penta Day as Auburn honored the senior pitcher for her career. Coach Dean talks about Penta and Weidra's performance.
Yeah, it really did. It was her weekend, her day. And, you know, to have a player choose her team over herself is truly amazing. You know, from you think about it as a coach. And what a great person to represent Auburn softball. You know, she's going to be the face of the program for a long time to come. And she gave Annabelle every bit of support. And Annabelle did a tremendous job, tremendous job. Coach Carasone showed us the numbers. She got every batter at the beginning of the inning out. She didn't walk a single batter. Annabelle can be extremely successful when she does that. That was all her. That was all her. We practice, you know. We try to give them confidence. We try to build them up. She's been working hard. She hadn't had many innings lately. I mean, she really hadn't. And she just came out and pounded the zone and trusted in what she was doing. Had her rise ball working. Had her changeup working. I mean, my goodness, what a performance.
Coming through in a big way was sophomore first baseman Axe Milanowski, who was 5-for-9 on the weekend, including 2 doubles that gave Auburn insurance runs in both victories. Milanowski talks about her breakout weekend.
It just feels so much that I can contribute that much to my team. And honestly, I'm just going to give God all the glory for that. My whole weekend, I've been praying and he answered my blessings, and I'm just so grateful. I've just committed to the process, and I've just continued to work hard day in and day out, and I've leaned on my teammates for my support and my coaches as well, and I just finally got a breakthrough, and that's all I needed. I just go up to the plate, trusting myself and trusting my swing. I know I've done the preparation, and I'm ready for whatever pitch that the pitcher throws, and I'm attacking it.
Now, the Tigers are set to host the SEC tournament at James B. Moore Field, beginning today with their matchup against Georgia. Coach Dean previews Auburn's side of the bracket and talks about hosting the SEC tourney.
Man, it's the SEC. It just, you know, it's one pitch, one game at a time. You can look. Those middle 8 teams are separated by 2 games. So you show up, you play well, you got a chance. Just the environment. Yeah. The environment and having it on our campus. And I just really want our kids to take it in, embrace it, and run with it. And I think if they do, they'll do great things.
The Tigers and Bulldogs will face each other today at 4 Central at James B. Moore Field. A limited number of tickets remain available for today's game as well as the rest of the SEC tournament at aubtix.com. Coverage of Auburn softball's entire postseason journey can be heard locally on Weagle 91.1 FM and everywhere on the Auburn Tigers app. Back with more This Week in Auburn Athletics after this message from Alpha Insurance.
What you doing? Yeah, you. Listening to this ad right now. What you up to? Well, if you have auto insurance through Alpha, you know what you're not doing? worrying about claims or stressing over coverage. Alpha handles the details for you so you can keep doing whatever you're doing. That's life with Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com to learn more.
Auburn baseball defeated Georgia Tech in Atlanta last night in its penultimate midweek contest of the season. Head coach Butch Thompson recaps the win.
Yeah, Rob, two home runs, and really that's Blue's second game in a row, I think, to do that. So ball in right center field. But Stanfield was, I mean, he had made a couple of amazing catches the other day, and he carried into tonight. And both of those are momentum switches. That game's all square. But they absolutely made amazing catches and you know, gave us some distance there. And then, you know, I love Stanfield. I got to mention that and squeeze that in there because he hadn't got a hit tonight, and it was kind of rugged and fouled off everywhere. And I told the team before the game, it's like, it's not what you're capable of doing, it's what you're willing to do. And he was still interested in his last at-bat. And a 4-2 game, and, you know, the way we just have not found that closer, and it's a different guy by committee each night. Appreciate Stanfield, and I told the team here post-game of, like, he's got two strikes on him, and he just fouls off a couple of pitches, and he's willing to get a base hit to right field. And he wiggles around. They wind up intentionally walking McMurray, and that gives Ballou a chance to have a moment, and those runs were huge. But that was somebody willing late in the game, and maybe he's played great defense, but he was really interested in that last at-bat. And that's what we got to get back to, and that's what winning teams do. And I highlight that at-bat because he was willing to do what it took in that at-bat after a long night at the plate, but that was a winning at-bat. And to me, that was pretty impressive, and we've needed more, and we got it tonight, and hopefully we can just start capturing those moments as we try to keep growing and finish strong.
The Tigers now get set for their final road series of SEC play at Missouri. Coach Thompson previews the trip to Como.
First-year head coach, doing a good job with that club. He had been there before. Kerrick Jackson, a good friend, was an assistant, like I said, at Missouri before. I think he knows the roadmap of making Missouri the best it can be, and I think he's well underway to doing that. So look forward to seeing him and competing against those guys. That field sets up on top of a mountain there, so you never know which way that wind's blowing, and it can be 30, 40 mile per hour either way. Being closer around the Midwest, people would understand that. So checking the weather is something that you have to do when you go play at Missouri. But again, I think offensively with the pieces that he has, I think good coaching has allowed them to know who they are. So I think they have an identity, and I think they're going to be a version of Kentucky of trying to do different facets and understanding, you know, we need to do this to be the best we can be. I think they have a good understanding of that, looking at them. And, you know, they'll have probably three right-handed starters. We'll have to be ready for that as well.
Auburn visits Missouri Friday at 6 Central, Saturday at 3, and Sunday at 1. Auburn Sports Network coverage begins 15 minutes before first pitch of every game. Auburn Men's Golf was named the number one overall seed in the NCAA Men's Golf Championship and will compete in the Baton Rouge Regional. Head coach Nick Kleiner talks about getting his team's mindset ready for NCAAs.
Talked about flipping the script. You know, obviously congratulating them again on what a performance this past week. But, you know, when you get to regionals in Baton Rouge, there's not another team there that's not going to really care about what you've accomplished so far this season. So you got to be ready to play. You know, so the biggest thing was just the mindset. Their practice habits leading up to that will be important as far as how they prepare, how they work out, how they take care of themselves. All that stuff we covered yesterday, and we were pretty adamant that they prepare and be ready to go, and they all got the message. It's good. Listen, there's six regionals. It's the top teams in the country in all six regions. Obviously, you got a, you know, Virginia squad that's very, very good, and Texas Tech. You got teams coming from the West like Oregon. You got a Duke team. Got Ohio State, which has, you know, one of the guys who's played in the Masters, Neil Shipley. So you have, they have a very good 1-2 punch, and they're coached by a former Auburn player and Jay Mosley. But the field's good. You got to host LSU as a 7 seed, and you have South Carolina there too. So you have some, you know, SEC flavor. We'll have to go play some good golf. But listen, if we go, just be the best versions of ourselves, and like I said, we have self-belief, focus, and we play free, then we're gonna do just fine. We'll be able to compete for a regional championship, and that's why we're going. You know, we're not going to qualify. We're going to win the tournament.
The Tigers will compete at LSU's University Club in Baton Rouge, looking to finish in the top 5 to qualify for the national championship in San Diego. Coach Kleiner previews University Club.
It's hard. You know, I've been on it for one tournament during the COVID days, you know, and It's difficult. I mean, it's a lot like the Auburn University Club. I think it's pretty demanding tee to green. Par threes are very tough. It'll be the same grasses, which is great for us. It'll be Bermuda grass everywhere, fairways rough, greens, collars, tees. So we're looking forward to that because, we you know, as a coach, we want to go somewhere that's a little more difficult. I think that will help separate the field. You're always looking for separation, especially when you have a really, really good field.
Auburn will begin its national title hunt on Monday at 8 a.m. Central, group with number 12 Virginia and number 14 Texas Tech. Auburn Track and Field is getting set for SEC Outdoor Championships, which take place in Gainesville. Head coach Leroy Burrell previews the action at SECs.
Well, you know, in the SEC, a lot of them are NCAA previews. So, one thing that I think is going to be really telling as far as where we will, we'll be able to finish as far as the national meet is concerned, are quite honestly the men's sprints. We have two athletes that are ranked in the top three or top four in the country in Faber Ash and Maka Chirumba. They both could be factors at the national meet, as well as our men's 4x1. You know, we've been talking about that a lot. Still ranked number two in the country. Need to fight for a conference championship and build some confidence going into the NCAA championships.
The Tigers will compete at James G. Presley Stadium at Percy Beard Track in Gainesville beginning Thursday at 10:30 a.m. Central through Saturday's 4x400-meter relay finals at 8:40. Women's tennis closed its season on Saturday in the second round of the NCAA championship, falling to number 10 seed Cal, but individual competition will continue. Interim head coach Lester Cook looks ahead to singles and doubles championships.
I think the individual tournament starts on the 20th, so we've got about, you know, a little less than 2 weeks here to keep training and stay sharp. Carolyn, you know, obviously has a great chance at doing a lot of damage in this tournament. She's, you know, been top 10 most of the year, you know, can beat anybody any day. She's got a great game. It's really been fun to help her and see how she's progressing. DJ Bennett is the third alternate for the tournament, so three people need to withdraw for her to get in, which is very likely. It happens all the time for the NCAA tournament with injuries or whatever it is, where people pull out, and so she needs to be mentally prepared to compete in singles and doubles because she's playing with Ariana again, top 10 team most of the year. They did amazing in California. I think they won 6-1 and 6-0 in their matches in those 2 days. They have a great chemistry on court, and so they have a great shot at taking the title there. But, you know, like I said, one match at a time, one day at a time, we'll get them ready and then head to Stillwater, Oklahoma.
The NCAA Women's Singles and Doubles Championships will begin May 20th in Stillwater, Oklahoma. In other women's tennis news, Jordan Sabo was named the new head coach of the Tigers following 7 seasons at Texas A&M, including the previous 2 as associate head coach. Sabo was a 2-time ITA National Assistant Coach of the Year in 2022 and 2023 and helped lead the Aggies to 3 consecutive SEC regular season titles, 4 straight trips to the SEC Tournament Finals, 2 consecutive Elite Eights, and the Sweet 16 every season since 2019. Also in action, number 6 women's golf will look to punch its ticket to the national championship today as it takes a 14-shot lead into the final round of the NCAA Regional at Auburn University Club. Individually, the Tigers are led by senior Megan Schofield and freshman Anna Davis, who share a tie of second place. To view full schedules and more information, visit AuburnTigers.com or download the Auburn Tigers app. For This Week in Auburn Athletics, presented by Alpha Insurance, I'm Jacob Hillman. War Eagle!